The creative economy will force us to learn new skills. Skills that most likely we did not normally learn in school. What would be one of those skills that would allow you to get ahead of the coming change? I'll be right back.
This is the Killer Innovations Podcast with Phil McKinney. Keep in mind that the information and opinions expressed in this podcast are Phil's and Phil's alone, and they don't necessarily reflect those of his past, current, or future employers. Now, here's Phil McKinney.
One of the key skills that's going to be critical for the future is the ability to see the big picture. Now, what do I mean by the big picture? It's the ability to put together the pieces. To see relationships between seemingly unrelated fields, to detect broad patterns, and to innovate by combining elements nobody else has thought to pair up. Now, what do I mean by these relationships? It's the ability to see across your disciplines of knowledge. It isn't about being an expert in one single area, but to have a broad experience in order to see similarities between your industry and other industries. Between your areas of expertise and other areas of expertise, the current best knowledge in one area and the leading research in another area. This ability to detect these patterns, it's not that you have to know the detailed knowledge, but it's the ability to see emerging patterns, to see similarities, and to say, what if? What if I could take the knowledge from this one area, combine it with the area of my expertise, and therefore bring something to market? Now, what are the key skills that you have in order to really be able to stitch together these big picture innovations? First off is what I would call, you need to be a boundary crosser. It's no longer about the detailed knowledge of a single area and spending your entire career doing one job, one function, in one level of management. It's that ability to go and move around and come from the standpoint of learning new skills, and even in many cases, changing industries. As I've said before in other podcasts, success will come to people with a very wide and multidisciplinary backgrounds. So how varied is your background? Have you spent your entire career working in the same industry? Or have you moved around and learned from a variety of different industries? And even more importantly, have you taken different job functions even within the same industry you're in? If you're a technical person, are you staying in the technical field? Or have you made the leap to go over and take a marketing role or a product management role or even a sales role where you actually have to go out and sell the products that you're creating? The key here is that you need to have a wide and multidisciplinary background. Once you've built up those experiences, then you will find it much easier to cross the boundaries, to be able to look at your perspective and look for other opportunities to connect that are outside your direct industry. It's those ability to find those key points and to be able to connect them that really lead through those next breakthroughs. And then what is the next key skill that you need to have in order to be this big picture innovation? You need to be a metaphor maker. As I said before, rewards will come to those who can devise novel creations. Now, one example of a key metaphor that led to one breakthrough, just to give you one example, is really the whole invention of Velcro. Now, Georges de Mestral was out walking his dogs and came back and found the burrs embedded in his fur, in the fur of the dogs. As he was picking them out, he analyzed and looked at those burrs and saw the little hooks at the end of their little spines, which caused it to collect or to hook into the fur. Looking at that, he was able to develop basically what is now today known as Velcro. So here's a metaphor. He was out doing something completely different, but he had enough knowledge and enough ability to connect with, wouldn't this work as a possible fastener, something that you can connect and take apart and reconnect and take apart many times? It's that ability to create those metaphors. And what do I mean by a metaphor? Is really to capture the connection, capture that vision of two disparate things that are similar or alike that could influence them. So one example would be to ask yourself the question, how is X similar, dissimilar, alike, could influence something else? How is the burrs in the fur of the dog like creating a fastener? So the key here is your ability to create metaphors. Now, we learn about metaphors in school, but we've never been really challenged to go off and create metaphors. And what I have found when I'm interviewing people that are looking for people to go into highly creative roles is their ability to cross these boundaries and to make these metaphors and being able to connect one experience to another experience, to find that key ability to capture the connection, capture the vision between something that is totally unrelated to what the problem is they're trying to solve. What is it about bringing this all together, about seeing the big picture, seeing that big picture innovation? Well, one is it's the ability to see the relationships between relationships. So it isn't just about connecting two dots, but you can see a series of dots or a series of relationships of ideas, solutions, innovations in one industry, and you're looking at those needs and wants and unsolved problems in another industry and your ability to connect them. It's really about integrating and imagining how these pieces fit together. It's really about how do you shut down your left brain, which is logic, detailed oriented, and allow your right brain to take over about those creating those, being creative and making and seeing those patterns emerge. Now, it's an interesting statistic that in the case of self-made millionaires, they are four times more likely than the rest of the population to be dyslexic. Now, I have found in many cases that people that I have found to be highly creative are dyslexic. But why is that? Well, my hypothesis or my theory is that their left brain dealing with logic, detailed data, detailed information, struggles. And like any form of disability, the opposite side takes over. So if you're you're blind, your hearing improves. You're able to pick out sounds in order to help you navigate. And the same thing happens in the case of people who are dyslexic. Now, in my case, I have two family members that are dyslexic, and their right brain compensates. It takes over. They have less ability to focus on the details, doing detailed tasks, doing rote operations, sitting at a desk, but they have an enhanced ability to see the big picture. Now, what I'm not saying is that only dyslexics are creative. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying here is that we can all learn from what their abilities are and how do we train ourselves to be able to do the same. You have to have that ability to see the patterns. You need to have to be able to have the ability to pick out those meaningful trends from that flood of information, being able to ignore what's not important and to pick out those things that are important. Now, it's not easy and it takes practice. And you have to have that ability to think strategically about the future, not about the details or the future can't happen because here are the 20 technical hurdles that have to be met, but the ability to see the future, to be able to see the patterns, see all the connections of the key things that are going to come together, that are going to create one of some possible set of futures that you can think strategically about. So what are the things, some of the things that you can do about improving your ability to see the big pictures? Create meaningful metaphors. Now, I'm going to talk about that in the killer question section of this podcast, so stay tuned. But you need the ability to constantly improve your ability to go out and create those metaphors. The other is to think strategically. Step back, take the big picture view. Not about your particular task or your particular job, but think strategically out to the future and how the big picture things are going to come together, and that'll just exercise your brain in order to think about how different things influence other areas. And in that case, recently I've posted out on the blog at philmckinney.com a PowerPoint presentation that I just gave in Shanghai, which is a 20-year view, and it's just one example to give you to see how to think strategically about the future. Now, in this case, all of the points that are in that presentation have influence on each other. They all have some form of dependency. Dependency on things of the past, things of the present, and how all of those are going to influence the future 20 years out. And so the task that I want to give you here is to go out and not take 20 years, just take 10 years. Think about your own industry. Think about your own company and the role in that industry. Think about the trends that are happening inside your industry and the things that are happening outside your industry, and create a 10-year view of your industry. Think strategically about the future. Take the big picture role and see what areas of innovations there are potential for you to go off and create. This week's killer question is about creating metaphors. Now, what do I mean by creating metaphors? You need to find a direct comparison between two seemingly unrelated subjects. So creating a metaphor is finding a direct comparison between two seemingly unrelated subjects. So, first off, I want you to answer the following question. Now, this is a killer question we've covered in the past, and I'm sure you've already got your answers written down someplace, but I'll ask the question again. What are the assumptions that define the industry that you're in? What are the fundamental assumptions that your industry operates on that define your industry? Now let's look for a metaphor for each one of these assumptions. So, comparing the assumptions, either they're an exact match or an exact opposite with other industries. So you have the assumptions for your industry, go off and create the assumptions for other industries and find assumptions that are a direct match. Now that you've found a match, go to that industry and look at what are the fundamental breakthroughs that are coming from that industry, whether that be in their products, their services, their geography, the supply chain, how they deliver value, whatever the characteristics you're looking for. Find an industry that has a similar assumption, go look in that industry for its breakthroughs, and then create a metaphor for each of those breakthroughs, tying it back to your industry. So I'm going to run through this one more time. Answer the following question. What are the assumptions that define the industry? And then second, look for metaphors. And to look for metaphors, go identify the assumptions for other industries that you know of. Compare those assumptions. And for each of those assumptions that match, for that other industry, list out what their breakthroughs are. Are they breaking through in customer care? Are they breaking through in value creation, in R&D? Whatever it is, find those breakthroughs and then create a metaphor for each breakthrough that ties it back to your industry. And the key here is don't do it just this one time. Metaphor and creating metaphors are not a skill that we learned in school. So this is a skill that you constantly will need to practice. One of the things that I do is I keep a notebook, and when I hear a very clever metaphor, a way to describe a connection between two seemingly unrelated areas, I write it down in the notebook. So create your own metaphor list, or go out on the web and look at the metaphor sites and just scan them for metaphors that you find are triggers for problems or areas that you're looking for. But your ability to improve around metaphors will be key to unlocking your creativity. This week's closing thought again is about metaphors. And let's face it, metaphors are everywhere. You can't get away from them. But I think the real value of a metaphor has been lost on all of us today. Ralph Waldo Emerson said it one way, which was, the world is emblematic. Parts of speech are metaphors because the whole of nature is a metaphor of the human mind. José Ortega y Gasset probably said it best when he said the metaphor is perhaps one of man's most fruitful potentials. Its efficiency verges on magic. It's a tool for creation that God left inside when he made man. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you had feedback or comments, please send them to podcast@killerinnovations.com. If you're part of LinkedIn, we can link in your network by sending me an invite. Please note that you are a listener of the podcast, as I get lots of invites, and I'll only accept those invites when I know in the message that you are a listener of the podcast. I'll go ahead and accept. Also, since the last podcast, I have joined out on Facebook, and I have created a Killer Innovations group on Facebook. This allows you to link in and connect with other listeners of the podcast, find listeners of the podcast that are in your area, and I'll also be posting there meetups that will be coming up where I'm going to be hosting listeners to be able to get together and have an evening of discussion around creativity and innovation. I'm currently working on some dates this summer for a Bay Area meetup, so if you're interested, let me know, or stay close and watch Facebook, and I'll post the dates out there once it's ready. For those of you who are interested or who've been asking me, the CD project is coming along. It's taking longer than planned and getting all the content written. If you have a favorite show that you think the subject matter should be included in the CD project, send it to me. If you're new to the podcast and you're not familiar with the CD project, this is a suggestion from some listeners where I create a single CD that kind of contains an overview of everything that's in the podcast about the creative economy, what is innovation, the methodologies of innovation, the skills of innovation, and the impact of innovation, recorded on a CD such that people can hand it out to their management teams, to their staff, to their employees, to anybody that normally would not be in a position or interested in downloading things like this podcast. So I'm working on that. Again, I'm going to upload all of that content so that you can actually download it and burn your own CDs, or you'll be able to email me and I'll send you out CDs appropriately. Also, one other thing that's changed since the last podcast is that I am now posting the full transcripts out on the show notes at killerinnovations.com. Now, I've only gone back about the last dozen shows or so, and there's always a lag time between the time that I record the show and distribute it and that I have a transcript. But you should be able to go back for the last dozen of shows, not the most recent one, but going back further, you should be able to find the transcripts and be able to search them and get that information. Also, don't forget to vote for your favorite podcast. You can vote at podcastalley.com. Or you can vote out on Dig. Voting is the easiest way to let the producers know of your favorite podcast, that you truly do appreciate the time, effort, and investment they make in creating the podcast content. And again, if you have any feedback, comments, suggestions for upcoming shows, please send them to podcast@killerinnovations.com. And with that, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye. Thank you.